Y'all are launching an effort to get undocumented children enrolled into Medi-Cal now. Why?
Well, undocumented immigrants were excluded from covered California provisions and compromised the largest segment of uninsured Californians, estimated, suggested between 1.4 and 1.5 million. Studies have shown that uninsured families are more likely to suffer from poor health and financial hardships. Without coverage, California's undocumented adults will continue to rely on county indigenous programs and the safety net services, adding pressure to these local entities.
But this effort is just for kids, right? Undocumented adults, they're still excluded?
Yes, and we are not only reaching the undocumented, the target effort is for undocumented kids, but we're also reaching immigrant families.
By virtue of reaching out to the kids, you'll also talk to their parents.
Yes.
So if my understanding about this is a new step for the state, right, to ensure these undocumented children?
Yes. Under the 19 years old, regardless of their immigration status, nearly 170,000 undocumented children in California will now be eligible for free or low-cost health care insurance, known as full-scope Medi-Cal, with the implementation of the medical expansion. California would be the fifth state in the nation and the state with the largest immigrant population to expand affordable, quality health care to low-income undocumented children.
You said there is 150,000-ish in the state. How many reside in the valley?
Wow, I don't have an answer for that. I just know this is a general thing throughout California, general number.
And if my understanding is right, the initial enrollment now is for a more limited scope of Medi-Cal that'll be expanded in, is it May?
Yes.
So why try to enroll kids now instead of just waiting until May?
Simply because, the lines would be greatly, just the wait would take a long time. So we want to start enrolling kids as of now. So when May comes around, they should be moved in faster into the system.
And they're just plopped right in, right? So parents don't
yes.
have to re-enroll or anything like that?
Yes.
Have you heard from the community that this is something that a lot of people are interested in?
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to inform the community if they did not know. We're here to, that's what we're here for, to inform them. We're going to be going door to door, making sure that these families are informed and go to their nearest healthcare entity to enroll into Southern California.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Talk to me about how you plan to reach these people. What's the idea there?
Yeah, so starting March 16th, we're going to have a group of canvassers going door to door in East Bakersfield, and we're going to be asking simple questions, asking them if they are enrolled, and if they're not, we'll refer them to the nearest enrollment event that will be happening. So we'll be going door to door in East Bakersfield so people can make an appointment to go to Pioneer Drive Elementary, located on 4404 Pioneer Drive in Bakersfield, California, 93306. And it'll be on a Sunday, the 20th, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And our great partners, Dignity Health, will be there. They'll have certified enrollment counselors on site enrolling people into this healthcare for all.
There still is a not insignificant amount of resistance to having people who are undocumented have these services. I think that people are mostly okay with kids being enrolled, but do you think if this part of it's successful, you'll be able to generate support for expanding it to adults as well?
Yes, that is correct. We're not only our main target is 19-year-olds that are undocumented, that don't have insurance, but this is, you know, we're targeting the whole community as well. So anyone who does not contain healthcare coverage can come right in and will be assisted.
Right, because if by some chance they do expand it to adults, then you'll already know where everybody is when it's time to go back and find more people.
Yes, that is correct.